This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation.
Been driving me away from this broadcast. Record audience tuned in right now at InfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are, Tuesday, already the 16th day of May 2017, and the deep state is now out in the open, and it has emerged like the Kraken out of the Aegean Sea and is trying to destroy Donald Trump and the American people's desperate attempt to get control of our government back from the globalist. Doesn't mean Trump's perfect. Doesn't mean Trump has all the answers. Doesn't mean he's not fallible like everybody else. But he is a real American president who really is trying to turn our economy around and bring back our pride. And the enemy is trying to destroy him like I've never seen. It is so cartoonish. It is so naked. It is so ridiculous at this point. I don't even know what to say. Ladies and gentlemen, Roger Stone's going to be in studio with us coming up here in the next hour. We have several other informative guests today, but let me just break this down. It is incontrovertible fact that President Trump released nothing classified in his meeting with the Russian foreign minister and the Russian head ambassador. Last night, it was about 5 o'clock, and I was at home with my family, and I was getting ready to go out to eat a business meeting with Roger Stone and some of the crew, and my parents went along. And I pull up the story where Trump has supposedly given classified information to the Russians in this meeting. First, they said he let them plant bugs in there and didn't let reporters in. It was all these lies. And now he's doing this to be the savior. He's the leaker working with the Washington Post. I called a lot of really smart people, and Roger called some folks. I'll just leave it at that. And that's exactly what they said before we even said, do you think it's McMaster? Everybody, well, we know it came out of the National Security Agency. And that's what he sits the top of as the National Security Advisor to the president. They've got the big office of the head of national intelligence that he interfaces with. Ladies and gentlemen, this is incredible. And what was even more incredible is I was driving to eat dinner at like 5:45, I was listening to local news, national news on local radio, and it hit me so hard, it gave me a headache. Because they started getting into what the classified info was about ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and it was they were planning to load laptops with bombs. And it hit me, not like in joy that I can disprove what liars they are, but that they're that sick and think we're that stupid. The level of lying by the Washington Post that reportedly cheered As they saw record traffic coming into their website, I have over 100 articles. You can Google ISIS bomb makers plan to put bombs in laptops. You'll get AP, Reuters, New York Times, Washington Post, The Express, the BBC, literally over 100 articles from April and March saying exactly what the president talked about, saying, you know, we're really concerned about them blowing up airplanes with this. That it's supposed to talk to foreign leaders about. And these traitors, these scumbags, turn that into treason by our president. Now, here's the rest of the story of this Machiavellian tale, and it's on InfoWars.com. Guess what broke 30 minutes before they put out this piece of BS that they had been floating around for the last couple days? That Seth Rich's PI got in a laptop, and clearly he was killed because he was interfacing with WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks is as much as said, we don't give out our sources, but Seth Rich, you know, that was probably our source. WikiLeaks, you just release it all right now, or Assange, you're a dead man. The globals are going to kill you. All the planets are aligning now. They're making their move on Trump soon. You can see it, but more importantly, I can feel it. Ladies and gentlemen, hold fast.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are on the 16th day of May 2017 on this Tuesday global transmission. We're going to be live here from the InfoWars News Centers for the next 4 hours. Got a shotgun with me for part of the transmission is Roger Stone, formerly head of the Trump campaign that obviously brought him to victory. The deep state is lashing out big time. Seth Rich murder developments, the guy that got shot four times in the back. A day after WikiLeaks got information, they said, from a DNC insider, well, we have also seen folks come out like Julian Assange and say, we don't ever give out sources, but Seth Rich was basically our source. Well, absolutely, he's been killed. Obviously, you never give out sources to protect them, but he's been killed now. You've got to completely release that information and what else you have, WikiLeaks, because the planets are now aligning. Notice, within 30 minutes of this breaking, on Fox Television there in D.C., getting around the controlled corporate media, the whole Washington Post story comes out that Trump didn't just let them plant listening devices in the Oval Office, the Russians. He didn't just keep out the media and only let the Russians in. None of that was true. He had their pool reporter, our pool reporter, America's. No, no, no. He gave them classified info on Al-Qaeda and ISIS and on an ally in the Middle East that gave us intel. And then we learn what he talked about. He talked about laptop bombs that ISIS has been putting out in public releases and in recruitment videos and in bomb-making training that they've been preparing. This has been in the news April and again in March and again this year. It's been in the Washington Post. It's been in the New York Times. I have screenshots of all of it that we're going to be putting on screen for everyone. So here it is. Trump revealed highly classified information to Russia foreign minister and ambassador. And then you've got them all attacking him in the Washington Post, the New York Times. But here they are in the New York Times, and here they are with Max Boot and all of the publications coming out, Adam Goldman, you name it, New York Times. On March 22nd, intelligence shows Islamic State is developing a bomb hidden in portable electronic devices. Here it is. U.S. raid in Yemen led to laptop ban on flights. That was on the news in April and in March. All Trump discussed was something that is in the news. It's like Trump saying, did you see the yellow sun, Lavrov, up in the sky today? Did you see that big old yellow sun? And they go, yes, Mr. President, we saw the yellow sun. And the news goes, my God, he just gave away the intelligence. This man is a traitor. So this is the incredible level of lies. Bonafide, completely fake, saying the sun is in the sky. But meanwhile, 30 minutes after it comes out, Seth Rich, the private eye, that was originally hired by the family, that went in and got into the laptop saying, yes, he was in contact with WikiLeaks. The family said they thought he was killed in foul play by the Democrats. But now they've reversed that, at least Fox News is claiming, and says, oh, the family's saying it isn't true what the PI says. So this is amazing. There's the original story, Fox 5, up on Infowars.com. By the way, they're starting to take these articles down. Everybody should screenshot this. Family's private investigator, there is evidence Seth Rich had contact with WikiLeaks prior to the death. We have Assange as saying as much, even though he doesn't want to break his code of never giving up sources. That's kind of letter of the law. When someone's been killed and the globalists know they're the source and they're a hero and they're not a Russian.
This is very clear. Julian Assange offered a $25,000 reward for anyone who had information regarding the murder of Seth Rich. What clearer indication could you have had that Rich was his source? Rich was not a low-level grunt at the DNC. He was the head of the IT division. So this is a classic example of them creating fake news in an attempt to blunt this devastating news. What the president should do immediately is order that the FBI take over the investigation into the Rich murder from the D.C. Metropolitan Police. Both of them are technically under the control of the president of the United States.
And let's go further. We have this PI that was hired by the family saying, I talked to senior police officers that said, quote, we were ordered to stand down on this murder investigation. This is a respected PI with contacts in the police department, former law enforcement. This is bombshell intel. Well, bombshell intel.
And Alex, I would point out that Seth Rich's parents have changed their story. They initially said that they did not believe this was a robbery. In fact, Mr. Rich's father was quoted as saying that his ring and his wallet and his jewelry and his cash was intact. But now they seem to be, with a completely different story, trying to discredit the work of this private detective. There is, of course, one other person who could absolutely prove that Mark Rich was a source, and he has no source to protect because, as you point out, Mr. Rich is dead, and that is Julian Assange. Perhaps he will be heard from.
Absolutely. We're going to walk all through this and recap this, but this is simply amazing. And speaking of that clip, here is the original report from Fox there in D.C. The full report is up on Infowars.com and the full transcript of an article by Paul Watson where he talks about the fact that he talked to the senior police and they told him we were ordered to, quote, stand down. Here is that report.
We are just 2 months shy of the one-year anniversary of Seth Rich's murder. And ever since we learned Rich was a DNC staffer, the conspiracy theories online have taken a life of their own. But today, Fox 5 has learned there is new information that could prove these theorists are, in fact, right. New information from the family's private investigator suggests there is tangible evidence on Seth Rich's laptop that confirms he was communicating with WikiLeaks prior to his death. Now, the question is, why has DC Police, as the lead agency on the investigation for the past 10 months, insisted this was a botched robbery when till this day there is no evidence to suggest that? The Rich family hired Rod Wheeler, a former MPD homicide detective, to run a parallel investigation into their son's death. Wheeler says he believes there's a cover-up and the police department has been told to back down from the investigation.
The police department nor the FBI has been forthcoming. They haven't been cooperating at all. I believe that the answer to solving his death lies on that computer, which I believe is either at the police department or either at the FBI. I've been told both.
But you have sources at the FBI saying that there is information
for
that
sure
could link Seth Rich to WikiLeaks?
Absolutely.
I want that private detective
and that's
on.
Confirmed. Actually, I have a source inside the police department that has looked at me straight in the eye and said, Rod, we were told to stand down in this case, and I can't share any information with you. Now, that's highly unusual for a murder investigation, especially from a police department. Again, I don't think it comes from the chief's office, but I do believe there is a correlation between the mayor's office and the DNC, and that's the information that's going to come out tomorrow.
Wow, and that's coming out today. So now they've got the top DNC spin master, who is a crisis expert, who, quote, handles crises, who is out spinning this whole deal. This is amazing. And again, it turned out Seth Rich was in key IT areas dealing with databases, dealing with DNC communications. And so here we have probably the prime hero, the leaker, an American patriot, giving the information to WikiLeaks, helping us get a view into CNN and the rest of the media, colluding with the Democrats, all this incredible corruption. He gets shot multiple times in the back. Nothing gets taken. The family hires a reputable PI, former police officer, who interfaces a parallel investigation, discovers all this stuff's going on, is told by the police, we've been told to stand down. This is unbelievable. And this happens. This starts coming out 30 minutes before on the news. They're in D.C. And so, boom, the Washington Post runs with this giant hoax that Trump told them about laptop bombs when that had been in the news in April and March in over 100 major publications. I mean, the brazenness, the Washington Post knowing they'd get caught. Then McMaster runs out. We'll play that coming up, and gives a short press conference saying he was there, nothing classified was talked about. I'm telling you, I smell Machiavellian plot to pull McMaster out of the fire, to pull his bacon out of the fire, Roger Stone.
Alex, I now believe that the actual leak came from an Obama holdover at the NSA. I'm going to presume that that was done with McMaster's knowledge, probably at his direction. He was the man with the greatest single motive here. On the other hand, technically, the President of the United States does have the authority to declassify information. And in this case, this was not exactly a secret, having been reported in all of the newspapers. So this is a classic example of manufactured fake news put out there in a timely fashion to blunt the impact of the Seth Rich breaking story. Typical Washington Post, which has long been almost a house organ for the Central Intelligence.
That's right. Hide one story that's real with a fake story. But how brazen are they when this is totally fake? The rest of mainstream media is still running with it's real when it's patently total baloney.
Last night I was told the editors at the New York Times were trying to deal with, they don't rely on the reporting of other newspapers. They have to rely on their own reporting. This is so obviously a manipulated news story for which, unfortunately, the Washington Post will pay no price. So that's the thing.
They're already complete liars. And here's a few articles for TV viewers and radio listeners. The Express, this is in April. ISIS bomb makers created laptop bombs to fool airport security checks. Boom. Here's another one. ISIS can make laptop bombs that evade airport security. How they learned about it from the intelligence of the raids that Trump ordered, that was in the news. He's the president. They decided to release that info so the airports know. He's the president. Exactly. He has power outside the other two branches. He can do what he wants. There's this idea to paralyze him, Roger, that he can't ever visit with the Russians. He can't ever meet with anybody. Because every time he does, they claim he's behind the scenes selling us out when he's doing the opposite.
Well, and in fact, the focus here is exactly the opposite of what it should be. The president should order the FBI to find the leakers. That's the crime. That's the only crime.
Absolutely. Well, how dare Trump say the sun was in the sky this morning? He's not allowed to say that. That's classified.
Ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5757. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com. Or my website, danpilla.com.
right, here is McMaster scurrying out yesterday. We don't want to make him a villain. It's just more and more it compounds. He does whatever he wants. Trump's very unhappy with him. He scurries out. This is ridiculous. I was there. There was no classified intel. And, of course, the NSA knows. Him talking about laptop bombs was released by him on purpose 2 months ago to show the intel that we got on the raid that killed the Navy SEAL. And so everybody knows, look out for laptops. Look out if they're not operating right. They could have a bomb in it. That's all over the news. It's like saying, ladies and gentlemen, Trump to the Russians leaked intel. We're really upset right now.
Yeah.
He leaked that in the 2016 Super Bowl champions were the New England Patriots. Can you believe that in 2017 he leaked the Super Bowl champions 2016?
It's so obviously manufactured.
But wait a minute. He leaked that they won the Super Bowl 4 months ago. This is treason, bro.
Yeah. It's like an Alice in Wonderland world there in Washington where the newspaper of record in the nation's capital is really just talking points against Donald Trump.
The main you say it all the time. The Washington Post is worse than The Onion.
It really is. And it is less credible than The Onion.
All right, I'm going to plug here, but when we come back, we're going to get to all of the breakdown. Your prediction, what happened last night, we got confronted. So much more coming up today with Roger Stone. We're talking about the next shoe to drop. They're clearly going after trying to destroy Trump. Why? What do we do to stop it? But first, since I mentioned it, here is the head of the National Security Advisor to the President, McMaster.
Hey, good evening, everybody. I just have a brief statement for the record. There's nothing that the President takes more seriously than the security of the American people. The story that came out tonight, as reported, is false. The President and the Foreign Minister reviewed a range of common threats to our two countries, including threats to civil aviation. At no time, were intelligence sources or methods discussed. And the President did not disclose any military operations that were not already publicly known. Two other senior officials who were present, including the Secretary of State, remember the meeting the same way and have said so. Their on-the-record accounts should outweigh those of anonymous sources. And I was in the room. It didn't happen.
Oh, he's the savior of the President. Thank God he's there. They all know they're putting out this story that's totally and completely idiotic and made up. But they already said the Russians were planting bugs in the room. There were no other photographers because he was secretly in there, you know, performing fellatio on them. I mean, this is the biggest load of manure. But like you said, the Washington Post won't get in trouble now.
Well, and it's got two purposes. One, it helps save McMaster's job because he is clearly has his head on the chopping block. So now it's very difficult for the President to get rid of him. But it also helps the national narrative that they're putting out there to discredit the President, that he's unstable. Yesterday, as you know, Alex, there was a video that alleges the President has Alzheimer's. I predict to you this is the next false narrative of the deep state and their allies in the mainstream media.
When he has super stamina and works 18 hours a day, we're going to play that clip coming up, actually, a little bit later in this hour. All right, Roger, we're going to break it all down in the next segment. A bunch of clips, your predictions, where this is all going, straight ahead. Before we get any further, we have been developing this product for several years with Dr. Group. It's called Z-Shield. Because heavy metals, toxins in the environment are one of the biggest things facing our cells, facing our health. And we have a lot of great products like X2 that helps pull garbage out of the body. Obviously, purifying your water, that's very, very important. We have the Parasite Cleanse. A lot of other products at InfoWarsLife.com. But Z-Shield is rolling out today, toxic metal and chemical defense support. And it's extremely concentrated with a bunch of known ingredients like zeolites, and shilajit, as well as organic lavage root, organic cleaver's herb, tamarind fruit, organic orange peel, organic cilantro, organic milk thistle, fulvic and humic acid to help you upload it better, and again, zeolites concentrate. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that I take a couple times a week. Some people take it more. It is just absolutely the common sense thing to do. It is the strongest product out there from our research. There are other similar products out there. There's a lot of other systems in the herbs and in the supplements that do similar things. There's a lot of things medically out there you can look into, a lot of chelators and things. And this is a well-known field, but this is a supplement. Still consult your physician before you use it, but these are well-known, documented things that have been really associated with detoxifying the body. The new product is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. And your purchase also supports this broadcast that is in the eye of the storm, taking on the New World Order toe-to-toe and having a big effect. We're hitting major damages on the globalists. We're causing a lot of trouble. We're taking enemy fire as well. So be sure to check out our newest product at InfoWarsLife.com. It's Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be back on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate and true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Points that need to be gotten into here. I mean, look, they hire this top Democrat crisis manager to, quote, take over statements for the family in Seth Rich's death. We have other folks, friends of D.C.-linked lawyer that was suing over it being stolen from Bernie. Sean Lucas freaked out by his death. We've got a bunch of other deaths going on. I mean, this smells.
Yeah, you have Alex, the deaths of Seth Rich, John Ash, and Sean Lucas in short order, all of them connected to the heist of the Democratic national nomination by Hillary, with the inside mole assistance of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So, and when you raise this publicly, these are three deaths, you're immediately smeared as a conspiracy theorist. Well, if it were one death, perhaps you'd say, all right, a coincidence. Three deaths? Really? I don't think it's unreasonable to scratch your head and say, why are three insiders with intimate knowledge of the machinations at the DNC that stole this nomination for Hillary now pushing up daisies? That's
a entirely... I'll tell you this, Assange has got giant eggs, because if you look at this, he knows it's hurting Hillary. She's degenerating under the stress daily. Whatever's in these emails has got her scared to death. You can see it. She looks like a cornered, hairless rat. They're totally freaking out, and Assange is just pushing and playing chicken with these folks. That was August 13th of 2016, about a month after the DNC, and of course, Seth Rich had been executed. And now here we are a year later or close to it, and you notice that it's all coming out. If you just joined us, we have a former NYPD detective as a private investigator hired by the family, saying he's talked to the police and others and the FBI. They've been told stand down at the local D.C. police department, and the word is on that laptop is Seth Rich in communication with Julian Assange. He was not robbed. He was executed, shot repeatedly in the back. Now, 30 minutes after that broke on local D.C. news, I got to hand it to them. They had a lot of courage. The spin machine went into high gear, and we're told then that Trump didn't just help plant listening devices with the Russians in the Oval Office. He didn't just, cause the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917 in a time machine. He didn't just not let any press in, which wasn't true either. No, ladies and gentlemen, none of that happened. But they don't care. The Washington Post comes out. They cheer their big lie. They cheer this record traffic they're reportedly getting. That's in the news. In their newsroom. Yay! We lied about him. We don't care. And it turns out Trump was talking about the raids that the Navy SEALs and others carried out that got them intel from the laptops that they were planning to put bombs on them. That they were planning ISIS and Al-Qaeda to use laptops as bombs. And it turns out that's been all over the news for a very, very, very long time. So think about that. It's been on the news since April and March of this year. But they come out and say Trump revealed highly classified information to Russian foreign minister and ambassador. And then the media is now debating whether it's real or not, when there's no debating that Trump talked to them about, hey, did you see the intel we got about, you know, the laptop bombs? That helps Russia as well, doesn't it? Because Trump was proud of it back at the time. You want people to know about the new threat so something can be done about it. The president can declassify whatever he wants, but it was declassified back after it happened, talking about the Navy SEAL losing his life to get the valuable intel. This is incredible that they would lie so obviously, so ridiculously. There's NBC News. I guess they're traitors, too. ISIS could plant bombs in planes, driving new rules. Officials, and that, again, ladies and gentlemen, the date on that is April and March, both of those. You can go through and check that, hidden in laptop batteries. And, of course, that was the January 29th raid, and it came out in April. NBC News, ABC News, CBS News, that was in March, that particular article. I mean, this is a fact, Roger. The very same reporters of the New York Times and Washington Post that reported on the laptop bombs, right here out of the Washington Post, are the same ones now attacking Trump. This is, it's like the same ones that said Trump was wiretapped, then come out and say they never said it and Trump's crazy on CNN. This is insane. It's like saying you're not Roger Stone or I'm not Alex Jones in front of God and country. We're obviously liars if we said that, but we're not liars.
Now, let me make a couple points here. First of all, the whole Trump sells out the country narrative is an outright lie. This is a hit piece by an opposition rag, but it's not a blunder. And when the rest of the media picks it up, that makes it propaganda because they are like the birds jumping off the telephone wire. There's no equivalency between sharing information and divulging secrets. In fact, if anyone checks the law, there's no such thing as a classified information when it comes to the president. He has the absolute right to divulge anything. Obama did it routinely. So you can see that this is a manufactured story.
It's a hysteria.
It is. And frankly, the Russians are doing a better job at beating ISIS than we are. And if this helps defeat ISIS, Where is the detriment to the United States? Where's the harm to the United States? How ironic that the Washington Post, the story that blew the cover up on the 1972 election, is helping extend the cover up into the truth about the 2016 election, i.e., using this story to block the news of the new revelations regarding the murder of Seth Rich.
And it's true. As bad as the New York Times is, they have some real journalists there. The Washington Post is leading the way in pure deception, and they were even quoted in articles last week at the National Press Dinner, White House Press Dinner, that President Trump wasn't at, saying, we have a duty to bring him down. We're going to bring him down. And then they all decide to lie. There's even been articles in the news, one was in the New York Times, saying it's time to go ahead and just lie because it's the right thing to do. I don't get it. This is, let me ask you this, Roger. Where does this go next? How does this tie into the FBI director? How does this tie into the future of this country? Because these are such crazed people where they just use anonymous sources that then put out patent disinfo that the second I heard he divulged the Yemen raid about ISIS plans to use laptops for bombs, to put bombs inside laptops, I instantly knew the whole story, instantly knew it was a lie, and which that shows they knew it's all a lie, and they think we're that stupid. What planet, what Alice in Wonderland, as you said, rabbit hole, did I just fall down and break my ass?
We know that the Obama plants in the various intelligence agencies are withholding critical information from the president. It's not because he lacks the clearance or isn't entitled to it. It's because they are treasonous vipers who are looking for the most opportune moment to strike. The FBI director now becomes crucial for several reasons. One, the FBI must lead the investigation into the murder of Seth Rich. The president has that authority. Secondarily, the FBI needs to find the leakers of this information. Who in the NSA? Which Obama holdover?
And let's be clear, they use the national security to put out lies. It's not even real leaks. It's false leaks.
The most troubling thing that I have seen is the list of would-be FBI directors. To a man and woman, they are establishment insider.
And I'm told the president doesn't like this list.
No, sources tell me that the president likes the idea of former New York Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, someone that he knows personally. The president doesn't know or have confidence in any.
Why did Gowdy say that he's not the right man for the job?
That was disappointing because
I think it means he can't help but just totally go after the Democrats.
Well, frankly, we need Gowdy in the Russian, the faux Russian collusion dust.
And by the way, he and Nunes have seen all the intel. It's total bull. In fact, it's the opposite. The Trump's all being spied on, and the true story is, again, illegal spying. Oh, Scalia, before he died, came out and said, I'm being spied on by Obama, and they're blackmailing people, which we already knew.
Well, look, this is not surprising. They spied on James Rosen, the Fox reporter who covers the White House. They wiretapped him illegally. That is a much bigger crime than Watergate. How do journalists feel about the wiretapping of a journalist? It is incredible that we're looking at an FBI. There are people on this list who denied that the president was surveilled when we know now definitively that that is not the case.
And we knew from the very same New York Times reporters that said that didn't happen a month later. They reported it did. And then they say it's fake news. InfoWars says we had a cover that said wiretap, and we have the physical newspaper.
Yes, they
changed. We covered it, you and I, on the 20th. We covered it live in D.C.
Yeah.
Because you were in there.
Adding insult to injury, this morning, Congressman Eric Swalwell from California was on with Morning Joe. Now, Joe Scarborough may be upset with me because on this show I revealed that
he's
had a text relationship with Jared Kushner, and that Kushner was lagging negative stories about Steve Bannon that Scarborough was delightfully putting out. I have confirmed that on both ends of the transmission. So they put Swalwell on this morning to repeat yet again the lie that Roger Stone knew in advance about the release of information regarding Hillary Clinton. This is very much like this story, Alex. Yeah, I knew it. WikiLeaks posted it on their Twitter feed on July 31st.
It's the same crap.
So, again, I am anxious to confront Mr. Swalwell. This guy is a mannequin. He's a one-trick pony, and that trick seems to be lying about me over and over again. I'm so hopeful, Alex, that I will be allowed to testify.
Let me just raise this. How bombshell is it that you've got a respected former NYPD detective who's a investigator hired by the family? He says, yeah, I've talked to the police. They've been told to stand down. Yes, he was in contact with Assange. We have Assange basically in a bunch of clips saying, we never give up sources, but he probably could have been our source. We're just going to stop right there. Well, I think Assange needs to come out now for his safety. Everybody's. It's not giving up a source if the person's been killed and, you know, shot in the back. I understand technically he can say we never give it up, but that becomes almost like Asperger's disorder or something, you know, where someone just refuses to, you know, go with the actual spirit of the law, the spirit of the agreement. I mean, if I was the source for a big story and then I get killed, please release that I was the source. Obviously, you are released from your agreement not to release a source if the source is a hero killed in the service to the Republic and not a Russian, you notice.
Well, and also, why has the New York Times never reported that the British diplomat Craig Murray has said repeatedly
that he's met with the U.S. intelligence agency leaker and that it is not a Russian?
Yeah, and he also went so far as to imply that it was Seth Rich, who he met in a parking lot near American University.
Yes.
So we believe that some of these documents...
Seth Rich was a good Democrat that read all this evil about, let's keep people poor, in the dark, let's have race war, let's steal more Haitian money, hey, we got kids ready for you in the hot tub.
No, the most important thing Seth Rich knew was that they stopped the vote count in Iowa.
They stole it from Sanders.
If they had not stopped the vote count, Bernie Sanders would have won the Iowa caucuses and Hillary Clinton would have been toast as far as
they stopped. They said the vote the day before California didn't count and the donors had met with Hillary and they decided it was her.
So it is this is a guy who acted on the basis of conscience, who saw the Democratic Party that he believed in being hijacked by the Clintons and Deborah Wasserman Schultz. Incidentally, a number of local Republicans in Fort Lauderdale are urging me to challenge Deborah Wasserman Schultz. I'm not really candidate material, but if it served the purpose of
exposing her
and her role in undermining the progressives in the party.
Yeah, if you were the weapon to just expose her and then get a patriot elected, that'd be great.
I would have to think about it.
Maybe just win for real, but the kamikaze.
Well, it's a terrible district. It was kind of custom drawn for her. She is a terror. She's a horrific person. I might just think about it.
All right. Let's talk about what's coming up a little bit in the next hour. Then we're going to go tape a big special piece for the Nightly News this evening. We appreciate Roger being here. We're working so hard. We appreciate all you and your support. But let's go over some more of these clips. In fact, since we mentioned Assange, Julian Assange on Seth Rich, here's just one of the many places, like Hannity, you name it, where, you know, he basically said, look, I don't want to say he's our source, but he very well could be the source. And the word is, Seth Rich was the source, and now you have a detective saying that, and people dying, and the family that hired him now backing off. Because let me tell you, I've talked to people that met with the widow of folks that, you know, Michael Hastings, people whose cars blow up as they drive down the road. And at first, they're at the funeral saying, oh, yeah, they killed him. I'm going to go public, or, you know, there was foul play. They're going to pay. And then she goes on Piers Morgan and says, oh, no, it was no big deal. Totally natural causes. And she was a top person as a support aide on the National Security Council. So from the intel we've got, she's a high-level spook. So was he. He found out stuff so bad, he had a conscience. Michael Hastings, he went public, and then his car blew up and shot the engine 100 yards down the road, something that's impossible unless there's a bomb. And he called people that I know and said, I'm being chased. They're trying to kill me. It's Homeland Security. Obama has a special unit of hitmen. Get the data out. But the data didn't get out. So that's what happens with these families. And I think that may have happened here. We'll get Roger's take on that. But here's Julian Assange.
In the American political lexicon, there's such a thing as the October surprise. The stuff that you're sitting on, is an October surprise in there?
Do you even know what you're sitting on? WikiLeaks never sits on material. Our whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. There's a 27-year-old who works for the DNC who was shot in the back, murdered just 2 weeks ago for unknown reasons as he was walking down the street in Washington. So
That was just a robbery, I believe, wasn't it?
No, there's no finding. So,
what are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that our sources take risks and they become concerned to see things occurring like that.
But was he one of your sources then? I mean,
we don't comment on who our sources are.
Why make the suggestion? about a young guy being shot in the streets of Washington?
Because we have to understand how high the stakes are in the United States, and that our sources are, you know, our sources face serious risks. That's why they come to us, so we can protect their anonymity.
But it's quite something to suggest a murder. That's basically what you're doing.
Well, that others have suggested that. We are investigating to understand what happened in that situation with Seth Rich. I think it is a concerning situation. There's not a conclusion yet. We wouldn't be willing to state a conclusion, but we are concerned about it. And more importantly, a variety of WikiLeaks sources are concerned when that kind of thing happens.
All right, and then we have Podesta emails on WikiLeaks where he says, I'd like to make an example of these leakers. It's on Paul Watson's article today on InfoWars. Whether they're guilty or not, I don't even care. Let's just start making examples now, and then you see what happens to Rich. But we always play that clip, and then that's okay. But I saw it on Hannity, or one of the clips where he said, I'm saying he could be our source. Hassan said he could be our source.
He offered a $25,000 reward. Why would you offer a reward for someone who was not your source?
But now we have the detective saying the police said there's a cover-up.
The point is they're asking us to ignore logic. In other words, the guy who's the head of the department from whom the documents leak is murdered, and we're supposed to expect that there's nothing suspicious about that.
That's right. There's Podesta. I'm definitely for making an example of suspected leaker, whether or not we have any real basis for it. That's right. Just make an example, even if he's not the one.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Thank you.
news here. We're going to break down here in just a moment. We have a new product. This is the 36th product we have developed in the last 4.5 years for InfoWarsLife.com. It's Z-Shield, concentrated zeolites, shilajit, and a bunch of other key herbs to a very thick, powerful oil. This isn't, you know, filler with alcohol. This is just pure oils and pure compounds from Mother Nature and some acids that help uptake. It's amazing for heavy metal and toxin removal out of the body. This is something similar to what they have in, you know, clinics in Europe. But research it for yourself. The organic lavage root, organic cleavers, tamarind fruit, organic orange peel, organic cilantro, organic milk thistle seed, fulvic and humic acid, shilajit and zeolite concentrates. The new product, Z-Shield, available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. By the way, we're selling, because they're popular again, at cost, Donald Trump's my president, navy blue, election-style shirts to trigger folks and to spread the word and to meet like-minded people and to stand for these bullies. When these three new shirts are sold out, they're limited edition, that's it. You know, we had the Trump is my president red shirt that was so popular. That's gone. That's history. We now have the navy blue with InfoWars.com on the shoulder. Trump Pence 2020. We have Trump is my president. We have three different shirts, and when they're gone, they're gone. They're $4.95. That is cost at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And absolutely a part of history and support the InfoWar. Really, it's important free speech because this is a lost leader.
These T-shirts are going to end up in the Smithsonian Institute. There's no doubt about it. Just like the iconic Clinton rape T-shirt, these are going to be collector's items. Years from now, you will have this to pass on to your grandchildren and say you were in the revolution.
Whether we won or lost. Now, I want to bring that up a little bit in the next hour. How do we win? What's the next shoe to drop? Clearly, we're in a civil war already, an information war. They're discredited, but they're so hubris-filled, they don't care. You've got this weird club that these guys are in that you're going to be talking about, Brennan and others and McMaster. But before we go there, you've got the Washington Post and others saying in the news, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner without the president there, our job is to destroy the president and bring him down. We're going to do it. We don't care. And then they put out a fake story that he's got putting listening devices in, and that's not true. So then he's leaking classified info, and that's not true. It's laptop info that's been in the news for months that Trump's allowed to release. He's the president. All this is going on. They're chomping at the bit. You've got Schumer saying, president, better watch it. We got six ways to Sunday the intelligence community to get back at you. Yeah, we see. You're the hijackers. You're the foreign globalists. You're the people trying to bring our country down, telling us our American president is the problem. Here's Chucky Schumer. So what do we do about these traitors? Here's Schumer.
Take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think?
So what does Trump do about the flying monkeys?
That was an admission that the intelligence agencies are not under civilian control.
They're rogue flying monkeys.
Chuck just kind of in his smarmy kind of way, just spit it right out
there. Yes, we got a bunch of scum threatening us. They believe they own us. They want our guns. They want our kids. They're going to teach our five-year-olds, you know, how to get blowjobs. That's what, they want to destroy the country. What do we do with a bunch of brazen, crazy megalomaniacs like Chucky Schumer, a flying monkey, that came flying out of Barack Obama's butt?
First of all, you need a reinvigorated non-political FBI that can ferret out actual crimes, including these leaks. That's why the selection of the FBI director is going to be a crucial question. The other thing, Alex, that is related to this, the upcoming release of the John F. Kennedy assassination document.
That's an example. The president has his own branch of government. So, and they got him where he wanted to meet with Putin. Sorry. But shouldn't he just meet with Putin and call this out now?
Look.
Shouldn't Putin just fly here right now?
Putin, look, Trump wants peace with Russia. Peace is accomplished through increased trust. Trust is accomplished through cooperation.
And they won't let us cooperate. Here's the deal. The globalists are the enemy. They're the ones screwing us over, not the Russians. The enemy is Michael Moore, Chucky Schumer, and all the other flying monkeys. Flying monkey control freaks. We'll be right back, Roger. 70 seconds with Roger Stone, Stone Zone, StoneColdTruth.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and